pickleball strategy for windy conditions by pickleballcontrol.com. Mastering pickleball strategy. How to adjust your game for windy conditions. Playing outdoor pickleball in the wind adds pesky nuisances that can hinder our play. You may struggle with the ways the wind sends the ball into a different direction than initially intended. The wind can cause the ball to bounce differently than what we expect. As a result, the wind leads to tons of mistakes. That's why having a solid game plan and right strategies going in that are modified for these weather conditions is key. Understanding windy conditions and outdoor pickleball. Wind can create big problems in pickleball. It seems to add another dimension to the gameplay. The arc of the ball can be greatly affected by an aggressive burst of wind. It can cause you to guess badly on the speed and direction you need for your shot, which could put you in an unforced error situation or simply limit your ability to score. And being able to read the wind is a good skill as well. Everyone reacts to wind a little differently, but if you hit the ball into the wind, you may need to hit it harder. Now, if the wind has your back, you may need to hit the ball softer to get it where you want it to go or risk it flying out. You need to understand these dynamics to be able to play to the best of your ability. Understanding the wind patterns is what the majority of your competitors do throughout the match, so you should too. Adjusting your pickleball game for wind. Choosing the right shots can be the key to maintaining control and consistency in the wind. A good, high, basic topspin shot going into the wind can be a great option because it stays relatively low, so it isn't affected by the gusts as much. A slice with a little more air under it can allow the ball to get up high with the wind at your back and can help it ride all the way down to your opponent's side. You have to call upon your understanding of what's going on with the wind in terms of its direction and speed, and then wisely choose to play the shot that fits the situation best. In addition, the technique of your swing and follow-through are going to matter greatly. When it's windy, I'd encourage you to use a shorter, more compact, and repeatable all-body, or as I like to call it, a shoulder-driven swing to have a more controlled, reliable hit. Power should, to a significant degree, come second to shot-making on windy days. Practice the above, and you might find out you actually kind of enjoy the challenge of playing in windy weather. Enhancing your pickleball footwork in wind. For players of outdoor pickleball, being able to stick with your shot in the wind is key to maintaining balance and keeping yourself stable. Go out to a local park and practice some agility and footwork drills. Practicing movements like a lateral shuffle and a pivot will help with your movement and footwork on the pickleball court. Drills like these are also going to help build muscle memory from different starting positions. Where you are on the court in relation to the wind is another thing to keep in mind, but your feet and body need to follow the same principle. If your feet and body are working, the shot is going to have a better chance of finding its target. By thinking this way during practice, you'll be better able to adapt and shift as the gusting winds change direction. Playing outdoor pickleball in the wind should become less of a factor as you add some of the strategies to your practice. Eventually, you will have worked the wind into being a helpful addition to your game. Practical pickleball tips for windy conditions. Selecting the right paddles and balls is important in outdoor sports, especially pickleball. The paddle and ball can veer off to the side or slow down considerably with a strong tail or crosswind unless you've picked your gear right. Pickleball paddles suited for windy days are often designed with aerodynamic features. New idea displayed in the elongated paddle designs, popular today. Manufacturers even provide matching paddle covers to prevent dust or sand damage. Balls travel with wind resistance. They float in the wind. A heavy ball or a ball engineered to not catch the wind will likely not change its path as much while in the air. Don't forget to wear something that wicks, that allows your sweat to be quickly absorbed and evaporated, and something that is windbreak, so you'll be able to move more fluidly in the wind. Playing pickleball in the wind can add a new level of difficulty to the game, but changing your strategies can also add a new level of finesse. Get a better handle on your shots by using a stiff wrist, continental grip, and concentrate on the finish. When at the baseline position, yourself knowing that the wind will have an effect on the impact point. Muscle memory is what will elevate your confidence and, over time, make you a better player. Have a good time, but also put yourself in a position to get good information from other players. In short, join a group. Probably the best advice I can give is to join an outdoor pickleball group that has a lot of players in the surrounding area. This will give you the repetition you need during an instructor-led drill or game and allow you the opportunity to play in windy weather with doubles partners of all skills and abilities.